was recorded on the 11th of February, 1983. Medium Leslie Flint.
I'm quite all right, thank you.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear what I'm saying.
Yes,
we can hear you, darling.
Yes, darling, we can hear you.
Long time coming. Yes, I pressed the button.
No, good. You're very welcome, dear Mickey.
I hope I'm well. I do my best, but I hope you don't think I'm, you know, I keep you waiting. I've seen them ladies before, haven't I?
Yes, Mickey, you have. We were here a few years ago.
Yeah, how are you getting on then?
Well, we're getting along just fine, darling, and I want to thank you for coming over to us today.
Yeah, well, I'm very interested in you two now, because, well, there's several people here, you know, who are connected with you and your mum, and I hope I'll be able to help in some way. But I don't know if you'll think I'm being rude. I hope not. But I feel at the moment you've got a bit of a problem on your hands, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Mickey.
Yeah, and you're really trying to do what you feel is the right thing or the best thing, but it's not easy because I don't know how to put this, but I feel you've got to be very careful. Excuse me telling you this, but I'm told to tell you. They just want you to try, not that you're not the sort of person who's very patient in some ways, but I feel that you've just got to sit tight, if you understand the term, like, and wait till things develop. Don't force anything or don't do anything. Just let things take their course.
All right.
I don't know if this makes sense.
Yes, it does. I appreciate your telling me that, Mickey.
You see, Lab, what I want to say to you is that by nature, you know, you're the sort of person who always wants to do the right thing, and you do try your best. But of course in life you're not going to please everybody, are you?
No, you couldn't possibly.
And I just feel for the moment, just let things take their course and decisions will have to be made. But I just feel you mustn't force anything or don't try to do anything that might complicate. I know this sounds a bit odd, but I'm told to tell you this. I hope you may get a tail on it.
Yes, yes, I can.
What about your mum?
Mother's here, yes.
Yes, I am, Mickey.
You two are very close, ain't you?
Yes.
I don't know, I don't want to put my foot in it, but you are very close, and yet in some respects you're opposites, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct.
And yet you pull together pretty well considering, don't you?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know, have I... By the way, would you know by any chance who Lou is?
Any who?
Would you know who Lou is?
Lou, yes, yes. We do know some.
Yes, but... is this all a bit new to your mum, then? This, I mean, coming, like, to talk to us, like?
I didn't quite understand.
It's my English. She doesn't understand it. Because I don't talk posh. You know, I mean, I talk decent, but I don't have a good... like the sisters, because they're educated.
Yes, you darling. We're understanding almost everything you're
your
saying.
Your mum, is she all right?
Yes, she's all right.
You're not nervous, are you?
No. No, Mickey, I'm perfectly calm now.
Well, are you getting rid of things then, or what?
Getting rid of things?
Well, I don't know how to put this, but, have you been in charge or have you been doing something where you've had to dispose of things or help to dispose of things?
Yes, Mother. Darling. Yes.
Not quite, but I am thinking about doing just that. Maybe.
Well, it's very funny because there's a gentleman here who's telling me that you've been toying with the idea and you've been discussing getting rid of certain items or certain things in your home.
Yes, I have thought about it.
But why do you? I mean, you don't have to, do you?
No, I don't think I have to.
I think, you know, you're quite an interesting lady, really, because I think you want to do the right thing, but at the same time, I think you've been not talking to yourself exactly, but you've been turning things over in your mind about doing certain things, and it seems to me that, why bother? I mean, it's not for me to tell you what to do, is it? But I just think that for the moment, let things go. Don't push anything. Don't try to do anything unusual or different. Just try to accept the situation in life as you find it. This applies to both of you.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you.
But there is someone you're both very fond of, ain't there? On your side, I mean.
On our side?
Yeah.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Well, no, I'm talking about one particular person.
One particular person?
Somebody who drops in from time to time. Hold on.
Well, we'll think about that,
Mickey. No, all right, bless your heart, but I don't know how to put things without sometimes giving the wrong impression. That lady, that opera singer lady, she's here that you had a lot to do with, that Rosie, that Rosa lady.
Rosa, yes.
Because she's been telling me a lot about you too, and I think she's very grateful for everything you did. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I think she's, how do I put it? You sure you haven't been in and out trying to sort things out?
Well, I have been, yes.
In the past? Because you tried to help in some direction.
Yes.
But at the same time, I don't know if I can put this without appearing rude.
Yes.
Did you get rebuffed?
Yes.
Because she's very annoyed about somebody who really should have known better. And after all you tried to do for the lady in question, she says she thought that this person behaved rather badly.
Yes.
It's as if, did you drop it or did you sort of say, well, not to them perhaps, but get on with it and leave it, you know?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I did.
She wanted you to have certain things, did you know?
Who, Rosa?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I...
You see, this lady was very difficult, with all due respect, this Rosa, from what I'm being told. She wasn't mad keen on making wills or planning things, you know, for her passing. And things were in a terrible muddle.
Yes, well, that's true. That's true, yes, there were. That was a muddle, yes.
Because you used to try and help her, but...
I did.
And she was very appreciative, really. But she was a very difficult lady.
Yes.
There were times when you felt, oh, God, you know, you can't be bothered, you know.
Well,
not that you perhaps really thought that, but
but
you had an awkward period with this lady, and when she passed over, things were, well, I don't know, they were in a terrible muddle.
Yes, that part is true. That's true.
And wasn't it some man coming on it?
Yes.
After her passing?
Yes.
And sort of took over?
Well, not really took over, but...
Well, what would you call it then?
Well, sort of a part of things.
A wonder.
Well, I didn't have anyone really come and take over.
No, well, there was somebody who didn't help, exactly. As a matter of fact, she was rather concerned about what went on as well. And she's talking about some lost jewellery.
Yes, lost jewellery.
Lost, L-O-S-T, lost. Do you know anything about it?
It's lost. None that is lost. Everything has been accounted for that we know of.
Well, I don't know, perhaps she was under that impression. You see, with all due respect, I don't wish to give a wrong impression. Obviously, she's very sorted out and settled now, much happier, but she had this terrible sort of atmosphere about passing over and dreading death, and I think she still, as she returns to material things, to some extent, past memories come crowding in.
Yes.
And she, I don't understand this, I must tell you, even if you don't make it a tale. She's very amused and very interested in a fur coat.
Oh, in a fur coat.
Are you? Have you got a fur coat?
Yes.
Was it hers?
Yes, the one I'm wearing used to be hers.
Because she's telling me, she says you've had it done.
I let it down?
I don't know what you've done, mate, but she says you've got a fur coat and you've had it altered in some way.
Yes, I had the hem taken up years ago when she sold
she gave this to you, didn't she?
Well, no, she didn't give it to me.
Well,
she
you got it in any case.
Yeah, I have it.
She says she recognises it. But she says it's just slightly different to what she remembered.
Well, it used to be much longer. It had the hem taken up.
Yes, and also she's also telling me about a watch.
A watch.
Wait a moment. She had a watch, perhaps you wouldn't know anything about this, that was given to her by a very famous person.
Really?
I gave her a watch.
No, by a famous person.
Oh, do what?
Well, there she has a diamond watch.
Well, she's talking about a very expensive watch, which was studded with some stones, and it was presumably given to her by some well-known person.
I wonder who the person was.
Wait a moment.
I think I know the watch she's talking about.
Yes. Do you know if there's an auction?
An auction? No.
Do you know if there was to be an auction or is an auction?
There was one, yes.
Because she said she attended an auction. She was on this side of life, but they were getting rid of things.
Oh, I see. Well, that was, she died just before the Peabody auction was to take place, yes.
Well, what is she talking about then? She's talking about some auction. And she says after the fire.
Yes.
And certain things were disposed of. And she's also talking about, I know you'll think this is nuts, I can't help it.
Yeah, okay.
She said, what a shame about the portrait. Oh.
Yes, the mother's portrait, yes. She knows about her mother's portrait.
And she says she adored her this portrait, and she's with the lady whose portrait was made,
you see. Right.
And when she passed over, evidently her mother was there to receive her.
Oh, I'm so happy.
And she said if it hadn't been for Mama, she said, who she loved so much and had this beautiful portrait, you see.
Yes, yes.
And she says, what did you say? What happened to the portrait then? You wouldn't know?
What happened?
Oh, her portrait was lost in the fire. The original was lost in the fire.
Oh, well, she's talking about also a copy.
A copy?
Yes.
Yes.
And she said there was this lovely portrait and there was a fire, but then there was a copy or something
there's
made.
There's a copy of it, yes. Copy of it made, yes.
That's right.
Made for Carmela, yes.
Yes, she loved this picture because she was very close to her mother in some respects anyway.
Well,
and also, you know, she's laughing about her husband.
Carl?
Well, I say laughing, you may wonder why I use that expression.
Mm.
But she said it all turned out all right in the end.
It all turned out all right in the end.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Did they get on all right then?
Well, yes.
Because she says that they didn't always see eye to eye, and she knew she was very difficult, but she says that she often sees him.
Yes, well, I'm glad to hear that. Because Carl's, after all, a very nice man.
Yes, he was a very nice man. No one's denying that. She was a very nice lady. But they could both be very difficult, couldn't they?
Yes.
I mean, nice people can sometimes.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, after all, I mean, no one's perfect.
No.
See, I don't know. A lot of those singer people are here, but I suppose that's natural because, you see, she was sort of an opera lady, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
And she's here with several people that the sisters know quite well. Because they're older than you, you see, because they would have known some of these people, you wouldn't.
Yes, yes.
Who is there, Mickey?
Oh, well.
Can you manage to?
Yeah, all in good time.
Yeah, all right, yes, all right.
If you don't mind. I have to try to do it, you know.
Of course,
I'm doing my best.
Yes, yes.
I'm there. I don't know, I'm sure.
Conference.
Yeah. I understand some things, but I have to repeat what I'm told.
Right.
She's very disappointed about the book.
Oh, she is.
Do you know why she should say that? She says it's not altogether the way it should have been. Perhaps I've put it wrong. Do you know anything about a book, a special book in connection with her?
Yes, I do. Yes.
You didn't write it, did you?
No, no.
And she says that they left things out and things that might have gone in, and it's as if she's rather not dissatisfied exactly, but I think she feels that it didn't quite give the full picture. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with her.
And she's a bit annoyed. Well, annoyed is not the word, because people don't really get mad over it like that. But,
yes.
But there's some photographs too.
Yes.
And you've got some of these, ain't you?
Yes, yes.
And one or two that were put in the book, presumably, but some were left out.
Yes.
And there's also one she's on about, which I want to just say. With that posh man that comes a lot to the sisters, Caruso bloke,
yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of pictures of him and her.
Right.
And she's talking about the Met, of course, mm-hmm. And she's talking about, I know you think this money one, is the one of her with her mother.
With Rosa and her mother, yes. We have pictures of Rosa with her mother, yes.
Because she's talking about her childhood and her early years and the struggles and one thing or the other. And she's also talking about a sister.
Yes.
She has a sister.
Yes, Carmela.
Yes, and she says she was a star attraction at first.
Yes, yes. That's
and
right.
She says she beat her to it.
It sounds like Rosa.
And she's laughing. She says, well, she said, of course, they were difficult days, but she's got a marvellous sense of humour, dry humour.
Yes, she has.
And she could be bitchy when she wanted to be, and she admits that. But she says, of course, we all were. She's a strange lady, but she's very kind, really.
Oh,
nice.
She's a best
girl. But, she's a darling.
She was very fond of you, you know.
Well, I loved her.
I think she looked upon you almost like a daughter.
Well, I loved her like a mother. She was a darling, wonderful lady, an angel.
Well, no one's really an angel. You make me laugh a bit. Right. I appreciate what you say, and I think it's very nice of you to say those lovely things. But, you know, no one's perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
What about your mum?
What about me, darling?
Well, I think you're an interesting lady.
Oh,
but, I don't know how to put it without sometimes giving the wrong impression. You're not going to move or change, are you? Honey, there's something in the wind. It's as if you're rather unsettled. I don't quite know whether you follow what I'm trying to say.
Well, I've been unsettled for a number of years, but I have, as you said before, Mickey, that I should stay put, and I have decided to just leave things alone at the present time.
Well, this is what I want to say, you see, what I've been trying to suggest, because in a way you have been rather restless and you have been rather inwardly feeling unsettled and unsure of things, and I'm told to tell you it is wisest for you not to make any change. Try to accept the situation, which I think to some extent you've done, but don't force any issues. You can cope. It isn't as if you can't manage. You can. But I don't think this is the right moment to do anything rather than to sit back and see what life holds.
Oh.
Don't force nothing.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that very much.
You know you're surrounded by love and affection. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I know that.
On both sides, I mean.
On both sides?
Yeah,
yes.
People on your side and people on this side.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a brother too.
Yes.
A brother?
Yes,
yes.
I have a brother, yes.
Do what? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
There's a brother that's very fond of you.
And is he there now?
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful.
And he's been here for some time, hasn't he?
Yes.
And he loves you. And all through the last few years in particular, when life hasn't been perhaps as easy as you might have wished, he's been very much around you. And he's here now with your mum and dad.
Oh, isn't that wonderful, Mickey?
They love you very much on this side. And you mustn't say you're getting old and you can't do this and can't do that. You're not that old, and you're pretty reasonably attractive, and you can get around, can't you, more or less? And you mustn't give in.
Thank you. I do feel exactly what you just said.
You've not got to give in, because once you give in, you've had it. And you've got to keep going. And you can do it. You slow down a bit as you get older, so what? You don't rush around like mad, like you used to when you was young and all that. But you cope. And you've got a good daughter looking after you, keeping an eye on you. And not only that, you've got plenty of guts, you know. You really, you know, you mustn't let yourself down.
Thank you, Mickey. I appreciate that so much, darling.
By the way, you've got an anniversary just about now.
Coming up in April.
Yes, it's in the early spring.
March, I'm sorry.
Yeah, wait March. A moment. There's two anniversaries, one almost on top of the other. I'm right.
Birthday.
And also, do you know who Willie is or Billy is?
Willie or Billy or Billy? No.
Yes, you do, but your memory ain't serving you very well.
A relative? Maybe?
No, not a relative, but someone that was very close at one time to the family. Hold on. I'll tell you all I can tell you, because they're all crowding in on you too. You see, really, it's your day.
Yes.
The sisters, bless their heart, they understand, because they've had bags of it, you know.
Yes.
But the point is that you two can only come once in a blue moon, you know. I just want you two to know that you're surrounded by love and affection and people trying to help you. And of course that Rose has a strong personality,
yes,
you see.
Yes.
And she impinges herself a lot, you know. But I'm interested also in your own home and your own personal things, you know. Because you're two very sweet people, and I just want you two to keep your chin up, and you're going to go forging ahead. Things are going to be all right. But I'm a bit concerned about your mum, because although she's, quite a character in her own right, ain't she? But she's not got to give in. You know, she's a fighter. But at times she thinks, oh, what's the point, you know? And I just feel she's going to be perfectly all right, but she's got to keep her balance, and she's not got to sort of let things get her down, you know?
Yes.
Thank you, darling. Mickey is my husband. There.
Oh yes, they're all here. Your mum, your dad, him, and your brother. And also you've got something in your bag that, well, it does belong to you, and yet it don't.
Oh dear.
Really? It belongs to me, and yet it doesn't?
Well, it's a very strange thing, ain't it? What did you say? You wouldn't do all that much writing. It's not you, I don't think. You know, this about twice married.
Oh, about twice married?
Yeah.
Who, me? Me or my daughter?
Well, I don't understand this. Someone says a second marriage.
A second marriage?
Yeah.
No, I've only been married once.
No, I don't think it's to do you exactly, but somebody who got married twice. The first marriage was, didn't work out, and they got married a second time. Someone connect with your family that's here. Never mind, we won't worry about that, because I know your main interest is in your husband and all the intimate members of the family, but, oh dear, hold on. We'll be here all day.
Hello.
Come along, Fran.
She's trying. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Your
yes.
husband. Can you hear me?
Yes, darling, yes.
He's trying, but I'm not sure if he's going to.
Yes, we hear him trying.
He's so anxious for you to know he's here. And he's here with your mother, your father, your brother, and, well, there are so many people. It's as if it's like a big reunion.
So, dear Henriette,
yes. Yes.
He seems so excited. I'll try again, hold on.
There it is. Hello.
Come along.
Hello.
Hello there, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
Come along, friend.
We can hear.
Hold on. He's so excited.
Yes.
Come on in. Come on.
Henny,
he's calling you, Mother. Henny.
What did he say?
Honey.
Honey? Yes, sweetheart.
Hello, honey. Hello there. Hello, honey.
Hello, honey, he said.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
I love you.
Oh, darling.
I love you.
Can you try to talk a little louder, sweetheart?
Yeah, I tried. Just wanted you to know I was here. Just wanted to know. Hello.
Yes.
I love you.
Honey.
Honey, he says, I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart, and I miss you very, very much.
He says he's near you every day. He keeps coming to see you, and he doesn't want you to be depressed and unhappy, because he knows it's difficult. But he's very conscious of your affection and your remembrances. And why is he telling me about something that has been done? And he says you've had it done especially, and it's in remembrance of him. Wait a moment, I'll find out what he's on about. Why is he talking about some enlargement? Have you had something copied and enlarged?
No.
Well, you should know. Why is he talking about a large picture? Large picture?
No, I haven't had that done.
Well, he's telling me about a largish picture. I don't know whether... Are you sure you haven't got a largish picture of him?
No.
Well, you should know. What he's smiling about this, he's talking about this picture, it's a photograph.
A photograph of him?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Well, I have brought a photograph of him to London, but I don't have it with me at the moment.
Oh, I didn't say you got it with you, did I?
No, darling.
He's thanking you for your thoughts and your love and everything. And he's very close to you. And he's also talking about a watch that's had an alteration. I don't know what he's on about.
I'm wearing his watch
right now. Because he says it had to be seen to. I don't know why he's talking about his watch. But you wear this in memory of him. It was his.
Yes, that's right. I'm wearing it now.
Yeah, but you had something done to it, ain't you?
No, it doesn't work well, but I wear it because...
Well, he says that he knows you have this watch belonging to him. He seems to think it was, or if you haven't had it done, something doing to it, because it's not right.
No, it isn't right, and I just nurse it along.
Well, that's what he's trying to convey then. Do you believe in cremation?
Pardon, I didn't hear that. In cremation?
Yes.
Do I believe in cremation?
Yes.
No, I do not.
You don't? Well, whether you do or whether you don't makes no odds, really. But somebody connected, not him, but somebody else, was cremated.
Yes, a friend of ours.
Yes, and somebody he knew quite well, and you know.
Yes,
that's right.
And evidently you went to the cremation, didn't you?
No.
Because he says it was very sad, he said, but he knows all about this cremation.
Yes.
Do you know who Louis is? I think I've said this before, haven't I?
We do know a Louis, yes.
A Louis?
Yes.
And also somebody else.
My brother, his name was Lou. My brother's name is Lou.
Yeah, because this Louis that seems very predominant with your husband is very close to you. Actually, I wish you could see what I see, but you can't. But Louis comes to you and is one side, and your husband's the other, and they're both trying desperately to help you. And you've gone through rather a difficult phase, but you'll come out of that. And now they're telling me, oh, your husband is telling me, although it's not his, mind you, let's get this straight. He's talking about some hair.
Hair?
Yes, definitely. It's a lock of hair that was cut off a child's head when it was young.
Yes, I cut off my daughter's lock of hair.
Because this fella, this Louis is telling me about this lock of hair that was taken off his head when he was a little baby, when he was young. Do you follow?
His lock of hair?
All I know is he's telling me about it.
No, I don't think he would know about that. I can't recall that incident. The lock of hair I'm talking about was my daughter's.
Well, he's telling me about this lock of hair, and it's in this telling me, and it was put in some sort of envelope or something, and you still got it.
Yes.
And also, he's telling me, oh, you think I'm nuts and can't help it.
Oh, no, darling.
Yes, you will, because I'll get some funny things told me.
Oh, you're wonderful.
You're not mad keen on Chinese things, are you?
I'm not what?
You're not mad keen on Chinese things.
I'm not...
Xinhua!
Chinese, yes.
What's all this about this little Chinese box?
Chinese box?
That's lacquered.
I don't think I have one.
No, all right, we won't go into it, other than the fact that some reason for mentioning it. Oh dear, I can't get away from things. Somebody connected with you was drowned.
Mm, no.
Yes, someone that you knew and your husband knew was drowned.
Uh-huh. I can't recall.
That's all right, lovey. It comes back later. You don't let that worry you. Your husband, bless his heart, and your brother, and your mum, and your dad are all together here. and they're coming through with all sorts of remembrances of things, and some of the things you probably won't remember anyway. But do you worry about her, your daughter?
Yes, I do.
Because I don't know if I should stick my neck out again.
Oh, but, please do.
But you know, I think sometimes it's all very human being a mum, and you obviously do concern yourself about her. But you know, she's a pretty capable person, and she's got her head screwed on the right way, you
know. Yes, I think so.
And I think you worry a little unnecessarily at times.
Yes, I think so.
But mind you, it's difficult to know whether I should say this, but, I don't know how to put it. Are you in love then?
Oh, dear.
Are you in love?
just with my family.
No, I mean your daughter, not you.
Oh, me? Oh, am I in love? Oh. No, not that I know of.
Well, it's just as well.
Just as well.
Well, I mean, it's easy to fall for the wrong one, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
And you did have a nasty experience once.
Yes, I did.
I don't want to go into that in front of everybody, but you see, your heart, you should not let your heart run away with your head. And at one period in your life, it did. And now you've learned balance, which isn't a bad thing. And I'm not going to suggest that you're going through life sort of, well, having regrets, but I think things are going to buck up and things are going to change in a way which will surprise you. But you can't force nothing.
Can't force anything.
No. You and your mum are very close, ain't you?
Yes,
we are.
And you mustn't worry when the time comes for you to come over and join your loved ones, that your daughter will be all right, you know. Mm-hmm. Can you hear what I say?
Yes. Well, am I getting ready to go over?
No, love, no, I've been on to you, ain't I, not to let yourself go. To keep on your tootsies and get around and do things. And don't give up the ghost. You ain't coming yet. I'm not saying you are. But, I mean, it's possible, ain't it? More likely than not that you'll come before her. Uh-huh. But she's quite capable of looking after herself, you know. She's no idiot.
I certainly do know that. Mickey, darling, does my husband have a bit of advice for me?
Oh, well, here we go again. Wait a minute. Gosh, double close. What kind of, you're kind of laughing. Now what kind of advice is it you're worried about? Material things?
No, I just want to know whether he feels I'm doing the right thing, whatever it is I do. Well, whether he approves of everything I do.
Well, it's all the same, but he does or not now, ain't it? Really, in a way. But the point is you're a free agent, and after all, he understands that indeed we all do on this side. I mean, I think you're obviously doing the right thing according to your own light. And he doesn't want you to pull out of the situation. He just wants you to, you know, be as happy as circumstances will allow and don't pull yourself. You know, I think they want you to go on quietly and peacefully the way you are, not force any issues.
Oh, thank you, Nikki.
You're not worrying, are you?
Well, I have a worrisome nature, and maybe I worry too much. Yes, I do.
Do what?
He can't hear.
He said...
You're a worrier, are you?
Yes, I am.
You're kind of laughing.
Yes,
but
I
when
am.
You get older, you say to yourself, so what? There's another day ahead of me, and let's make the most on it. And the point is that everybody, as they get older, knows that the time's getting shorter. So why worry? Be happy each day, make the most on it.
Yes, I'll do just that, Mickey. I'm going to take
And you've had advice. A good life, you've had a happy marriage and all the rest on it, and you've had many blessings, ain't you? Why go on worrying?
It's just my
If there's anything major to worry about, there's not much you can do about it.
That's right. I'm going to
You've got to be sort of, you're not hard up for a few quid, are you?
No.
Well then.
You're so right, Nicholas.
I mean, you don't have to worry about the butcher, the baker and all the rest of it. You can always pay off and... I mean, with all due respect, I don't wish to be rude, like, but you see, you're not badly placed and you've got each other and you've got your future ahead of you. You might think there's not much to it, but there is.
Yes.
You know, you must be happy.
Yeah.
I'll shake you.
You're a darling, Mickey.
You've had your hair touched up, haven't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's all right. Why not? You don't want to let yourself go, and I don't think you're the sort of woman that would. You've always been a pretty woman, and you've always been admired and respected, and why not keep it going?
Yes.
Keep the pot boiling, mate.
I certainly will do that, Nicky.
That will please your husband more than anything else.
Yes. Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. Nicky?
Yes?
I'm wondering if we could ask Rosa if she knows whether we'll be able to keep Villa Pace, if things will be all right there.
If what?
Well, Villa Pace, her home.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about her home, her museum, if things are going to be...
Oh, well, you mean Rosa Ponselli?
Yes.
Oh, yes, but you know... Oh, what should I say? She says that... I don't know... And how to put this? You mustn't be upset, because I can only tell you what I'm told to tell you. And although she's very conscious of all this, and she's appreciative and all that, she's also reached the point, I suppose, where she realises things from a different angle. Do you follow what I mean?
Yes.
And she's well under the impression that this will continue for a time. But nothing is permanent. Do you know what I mean? Have two people got together and reorganized or replanned something in connection with this then?
Could be, yes.
She says okay, but she's talking to us. Are there some costumes she wore on the stage?
Yes.
And she's talking about them, and she says yes, but not only that, there are several other things. And there's some special programs, and and there's one which is printed on silk or something. Perhaps you wouldn't know.
No, I don't know about that.
Was she ever in the Royal Command?
In the Royal Command? I don't think so.
Well, it would be if it had to do with her, I suppose.
No, she was not at a command performance, but the King and Queen attended.
No.
Well, she's talking about some very special, and that they had special programs, and there was a souvenir. Anyway, that's neither important. I think she's very conscious and aware of all that's going on, and I know you'll think this is the strangest thing to say, but I don't think she's unduly concerned. I think she's changed a lot now, and she's got away from the old material side of things, and she's much more accepting the situation, you know.
Does she think we'll be able to continue on with her foundation and her museum?
Oh yes, definitely that will go on, and it will increase and grow and all that. There's no doubt about that. She's aware of that. But I know you may think I'm being very naughty, but I don't think she's unduly worried about it.
She's not worried about it.
I think that, difficult to put into words, isn't it? Has the house been repaired?
Yes, yes.
Because she says that it's all been put more or less as it was, you know what I mean?
Yes, that's right.
And is there a big entrance over the staircase?
Yes.
And she's laughing now. She's got a good sense of humour. She says, you remember her coming down the staircase and she was singing.
Yes.
And she was putting on an act for everybody's benefit.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, indeed.
And she's also talking about making some recording. Did she make a recording?
Yes.
Yes, she made
many.
I don't mean gramophone records way back.
On tapes, yes.
Yeah, before she passed over.
Yes.
A year or so before.
Yes.
You're a sweet thing, aren't you? Because you're trying to do what you can. I love you. I think you're a nice girl, but then you've got a good mum. Yes. And there's no doubt you get a lot from her.
Yes.
You two live together?
No, no we don't.
And yet you're so close.
Yes, well we speak a lot on the telephone.
But you're not far away, are you?
No, no.
I mean, I just think that you two got to keep, you know, I just feel this very strongly, that you two have got to be together or stay together. I don't mean necessarily living in the same house, but it's very important. You got a little runabout.
Do we have a what?
A car.
Yes, yes.
A small one?
No. Yes, I had one, but I don't have it now.
Why?
Well, I loaned it. I loaned it to our gardener. And he used it for a while.
Wow, it's very strange.
My car is small.
I think you two girls, you know, your mum and daughter, and in a way, you're not unlike sisters. You're very sweet, and I think your dad, he's so anxious for you to realise of his presence, and this Lou, Uncle Lou, he'd be your uncle, wouldn't he?
Yes, yes.
Because he loves you too, you know, yes. And also there's somebody connected with you too who had a military funeral.
Who had a military funeral.
Do you understand all this?
Yes.
Mum's not saying much.
Yes. I do. Yes.
Honey bun, may I call you honey? That's
darling,
what your husband calls you.
Darling, I'm listening to every word you're
yes.
saying and I love you.
Oh, I think you're a sweet lady too, you know. I mean, I'm all for you. I mean, well.
Thank you, dear.
You love kids, do you? And other people's, I mean.
Yes, I do.
I mean, you wouldn't have been too happy with too many kids running around there, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, I'm not saying you haven't got motherly instincts and all that, but I think you're a bit of an interesting case, you are. Oh, crying out loud, 1 minute. You know you have a lovely dog over here.
A dog?
Yes. D-O-G, a doggy woggy.
Yes. Oh, yes, oh.
Yes, and you've got some snapshots, some photos
yes.
of this dog
yes.
taken
yes.
some while back.
That's right.
And now they're bringing this little dog forward
oh,
to let you know they're looking after him for you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
You're happy, aren't you, love?
Which one? Mother?
You.
Me?
Well, you get a bit lonely.
Yes. Yes.
You see, this is the thing I wanted, like, you know, it's very difficult in my job because you want to help people, that's your
yes,
job.
That's
so
right.
Sometimes you're almost afraid to say something in case it's misinterpreted, you know. I feel that you give so much and in a way, although due respect to your mum, it's nothing to do with that, you don't get much back, do you?
No, I don't.
And that's not very pleasant.
Well, that's all right, I don't mind that.
No, you say that. I mean, your mum loves you, obviously. But I feel that somehow, I don't know, you're happy in your own kind of way, yes, but I think somehow it's a bit of a lonely path.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not telling a sob story. I mean, I'm not writing one of her novels or nothing, but... well, you know, you write romantic things, don't you? Oh, breaks and
yeah.
people at a distance and... Well, I can understand all that because people buy them things and that makes them happy, although they're sometimes depressing, aren't they? But you can't help laughing. It takes all kinds to make a world, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, look at your mum, bless her heart, sitting there. She's a character and she's all dolled up nice and looks gorgeous, don't she? You
yes.
never know, she might click. I don't somehow think she would want to get married again because she was so happy as you know, she was, but you know, she gets a bit down in the dumps, don't you, love?
Oh, yes, I do.
My English, you don't understand half the things I say, because, you know, I ain't got these American slang words, you see.
I know. You're darling. You really are.
If you had the chance, would you marry again?
Me?
Yeah.
No, never.
Well, I'm
never.
Not saying you wouldn't have the chance, but I don't think you would if you did.
That's right.
I think you live too much in memory of your loved one, don't you?
No one could come up to
me. No, I know. Sometimes people get depressed and lonely, and you know. But I think you're capable. You're very balanced, really. And I know he looks after you, keeps an eye on you.
Yes. Well, I pray to him every blessed day, and I hope and pray that he is with me, and I feel that he is.
Yes, and beside your bed, you've got something connected with him.
Now, you mean, with me?
Wait a moment.
At home, I think.
Oh, at home.
At, not in London. I'm talking about in your home.
Yes, I do.
And you speak to him too.
Yes, I do.
And every night when you go to bed, you speak to him.
You send
your love and thoughts to him.
That's right, I do. And very often I feel that he's with me.
Well, he is. He is, I can tell you that.
Lovely.
And have you got an oval mirror?
Yes. Yes, we do. An oval mirror.
Yes.
Well, I know you'll think this is the strangest thing to say, and I hope you wouldn't be nervous, but have you, obviously you've got a mirror, you look in it, but don't be surprised if you see a reflection in it.
Well, I won't be surprised now that you've told me and warned me.
Is this in your bedroom then?
I have an oval mirror as I come down the stairway.
Well, it's very peculiar, this, because he's telling me, and he says one day you felt as if there was someone there, and he says, of course, he's often with you, but he says the mirror, don't be surprised. Now, don't set your mind on seeing it, because it'll happen when you least expect it, and don't be startled.
You have warned me, and I won't be. I'll be very, very happy, and I look forward to that.
You've done something to the carpet.
Done something to the carpet?
Yes, since his passing over.
I don't recall at the moment, Mickey dear.
Well, all right, we won't argue about it, but he's telling me. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Something to do with a rug or something. Or carpet. Have you switched things?
At the moment, I can't recall.
Never mind.
Come back.
Oh dear, oh dear. Wigs. You don't go for wigs, do you?
Do you go for wigs?
What's this joke about a wig?
Yes, well, yes.
And you had a laugh about this wig, didn't you?
Yes, I do, because it's something I never should have gotten in the first place.
Because there was a joke you had about this wig, and yes. You've got a good head of hair, so what the devil do you want a wig for?
That's right.
And he's laughing about it, because you've had it touched up and all that, and it looks very pretty. But why you should ever have considered a wig... It's beyond comprehension.
He keeps an eye on you, Eddie.
Oh, very lovely.
Would you know who Eddie is?
Eddie? On this side or the...
Yes, someone on your side.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Would he know this Edward or Eddie?
Yes.
Because he's talking about people on your side of life, your husband is. And he's talking about this one called Ed or Eddie.
Yes, we do.
Do you see much of him?
No, I don't. He's a nephew by marriage.
Yeah, because he says, have you heard? You don't hear much then, because you're going to hear some news about someone called Ed or Eddie. Oh. And I think you'll be rather surprised. And also, there's someone also... Oh, crying out loud. Do you know who Ellie is?
Ellie?
Yes.
Ellie? Yes. Ellie, yes.
Yeah, because he's talking about Ellie.
Yes, that's my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, because he says that he goes to see the different people, and he's recently been to see Ellie. And have you been in touch with Ellie?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, you haven't been in touch with her, have you?
No, not recently.
Well, he keeps in touch even if you don't. He goes to see people. And you know, there was some upset in the family, wasn't there?
An upset in the family?
Yes, there was. It was the in-laws some years back.
Oh, yes.
Maybe
yes.
So, yes.
Yes, there definitely was.
Yes.
And he's telling me about it. And he's talking about this Ellie. And he's also... Oh, I kind of laughing. Sometimes things people say. There's somebody who was nicknamed Jumbo.
Jumbo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because this person was big, I presume. Anyway, there's a joke about somebody who was nicknamed Jumbo.
I don't know who that was. I was thinking of the dog.
Yes, yeah, I thought so too. Yes.
Thinking of what?
A dog. We had a dog named Jumbo.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, but that's what they combined them. And yet they were talking about someone who was nicknamed Jumbo. I thought they meant a person, but there's a man here that's telling me about it. And I must describe things for you because it's important. But there's a man here who died some years ago who was very stout. You know, rather tubby.
Yes.
And would he know this Jumbo then?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
Do you know his real name? Would that?
Oh, crying out loud. What, the dog you mean?
No, the one that nicknamed Jumbo.
Oh, crying out loud. She knows her. She wants to know about that now. I told about Jumbo. I thought that was that man that came with the dog.
Coming on, Fred.
You don't go in for tennis, do you?
No.
No, I don't get you playing tennis. And yet there's somebody here who was very keen on tennis.
On your side, Mickey.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Yes. Rosa used to play tennis.
Yeah, but I don't know, it's not her. Oh, such a lot of confusion, so many people. God, it's awful gross. Hey, what did you say? Now, what they understand. Now, their ears. Now, are you using your husband's pen?
My husband's what? Pen. His pen.
I think so. I have a pen of his, but at the moment I'm not using it, no.
Well, I know you're not using it for the minute, but I mean, have you got his pen and do you sometimes use it?
I don't recall where it is anymore. I know he did have a pen and I cannot seem to find it.
Well... Oh, there's so much. It's so confusing for me. I don't know who it was. Well, there's someone pushing in here now, a woman. She's, I don't know, it's nothing. She says, I'm Stella.
Stella. Stella. Don't know a Stella.
Definitely. She's pushed in. And she says, I'm Stella. And she's very autocratic, you know, laying down the law type of woman, you know. When she gets on her high horse, everybody's at it.
Yeah.
Nice person, really, but she's exerting her personality. And she said, I'm Stella. God starve the crows. What's she button in for? She was an actress. Mm. On a Pekingese with her.
She's got
a couple of Pekingese. She says, oh God, I don't want to waste. Now, get her out of here. She says, her name is Campbell.
Campbell?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she knows a lot of posh people because she knows a lot of your friends. A lot of those theatrical people, the operatic people. She says her name is Patrick Campbell.
Oh, what? It's just Pat. Your name is Pat.
With her peaks.
And she's
with her peaks, of course.
Oh, Mrs. Patrick Campbell.
Yes.
She's terribly interesting, but she's a bit autocratic. She pushes in, and I don't want her to. Because she will, oh, blimey. Now shut up. Now, well, I can't help it. I'm concentrating on that poor woman's old man.
Give her our love and tell her some other time.
Yeah, well, she should come some other time.
That's right. Yes, you better draw back.
Home, you two, then.
We're going on Monday, Nikki.
Oh, are you?
Next
not
Monday.
Staying very long here, then.
Well, we've been here already almost 2 weeks.
They'll be back in March.
Coming back when?
In March.
They'll be back in March.
On the 21st of March.
Oh, how long for?
Until the 28th.
Oh, well, I shall see you then.
I hope so.
Your little mum, she's sweet. Yes. You know, you're lucky to have such a lovely mum.
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
I never had, well, not for me to say, is it?
Oh, dear.
My mum was all right as far as she went, but, oh, that's different. Some people are lucky, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Thank
when
you.
Are you girls coming again?
I think we come in 2 weeks' time.
I think so.
Oh, well, perhaps I'll have to go soon because Pa's getting down. What? But I hope you'll bring that nice lady and her daughter again because they're sweet, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, we'll try to make a special.
Yeah, and
time.
Perhaps next time I'll be able to do more for them.
Oh, Mickey.
But
oh,
I've done my
sorry,
best.
You've been blinded.
But your old man, your husband, lady, he loves you.
Oh.
And you always hold tight to that lovely memory. And always know he's never far from you. And he's looking forward to the day, obviously, when you join him. But you're not coming yet. You've got a few years to go yet, and to keep an eye on that nice daughter of yours and see she don't stray off the right path, you know. But she won't. She's not that kind of girl.
Yes.
Anyway, my love and blessings. I have to go now. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye.